88.5 KCSN. It's Jim Nelson here, and I've got Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit joining me here in the studios at the Village at Westfield Topanga, and he's got himself a Yamaha acoustic guitar in his lap there. We're going to get him to play that in just a few minutes, but first we're going to have a quick chat with Matt. How are you, Matt?
I'm fantastic.
First of all, you've been to KCSN a number of times, so welcome back and welcome to our new studios out here.
Yeah, this is some cool digs. I drove all the way to Northridge, and then Sky had to give me directions. Classic LA, just go down this way, turn this way, turn that way. You're good.
Matt Vasquez, you have had a very busy year this year.
Mm-hmm.
You, I mean, most people would maybe split these things up into different years, but you have moved from the East Coast back to Texas.
I have.
You had a baby.
Yeah.
You recorded and released a solo EP.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're on the road.
With an LP on the way, too, in February.
We're going to talk more about that in a second. I want to say, first of all, about your young son.
Yes.
I have my own kids.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something real quick that Bruce Springsteen said to me when I was about to have my first child. He looked me in the eye and he said, "It'll put you over the top. It'll put you over the top." And he was absolutely correct. So I know that your young son is about 2 months old now. You're probably feeling that already, but it is just going to get better. So congratulations
Thank
on the
you
first
so much.
Child.
And I definitely feel the pouring over of exhaustion, and that's a new kind of drug, sleep deprivation. I'm already a professional non-sleeper. So this is now, this is a whole nother level, but at least it's cute.
As a rock musician, you're obligated to not sleep, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's, well, you know, you get the 8-hour drives, 10 in a row, and then you start, you know, hallucinating a little bit and crying and laughing for no reason, like I forget what the disease is called, but yeah, you start feeling like that. And now that's kind of at that point. It's pretty insane.
And now that you've got the young baby in the house, at least you have a tangible excuse for
it's such a beautiful excuse. You know, having a Chicano lineage, I never expected. I did marry a green-eyed, blonde-haired, beautiful woman from Norway. And so Thor Ulysses Vasquez, he actually has red hair and blue eyes right now. They say your eyes change in the first year, but I had never in a million years would have thought I would have had a ginger baby, but now I have one, and I love him.
Well, congratulations on the young baby. We'll talk more about the music and whatnot, but let's have a song. Shall we start with something? You've got a brand new EP that's just come out called the Austin EP. You want to start with something from that?
Yeah, I would love to. This is a song called Spanish Moss, and it's kind of about when I was living in New York for a time, and then I came back to California, and I just realized how strange Los Angeles as a place is and how it must be for people returning to it, and thinking about all my time with all my friends and also some friends that I lost. So here's that.
All right.
Spanish moss hid our names. Never thought I'd see you again. When you left us, I wept so bitterly. Too young to meet your end. All the pain down below, it's the heat that gets me low. All the summers in the ocean, the friends I used to know. Sometimes it raises edges wide. Sometimes the gray defeats the white. Sometimes my sorrow turns to blackness as if I had the right.
In the back row I sit, quietly listening. Somehow I felt you talking to me. I fell over then. Somehow I felt you talking to me. I fell over then.
That's beautiful. That's a song called Spanish Moss from Matt Vasquez, and there, that's on the new solo EP from Matt Vasquez called the Austin EP. In fact, we are at the Village at Westfield Topanga, as we're calling it now, Studio V, I guess is the new name we've dubbed it.
That's a great name.
Matt is sitting with me here, and we're talking about the Austin EP. In fact, the last time, Matt, that you sort of stepped away from Delta Spirit for a little bit, a few years ago, you made a record with Taylor Goldsmith, who at
That's
the
right.
time was that guy from that band called Dawes. And since then, obviously, he's had some real nice big success.
They're
going on.
They're doing pretty great.
And then also John McCauley of Deer Tick. So
yeah.
The three of you made an album together as middle brother.
Yeah, and not to be forgotten, Johnny Fritz also actually wrote the song Middle Brother.
There you go. So meanwhile, now, a few years later, you've stepped outside of Delta Spirit again to do this solo EP. And as you mentioned a moment ago, and we'll talk about a little bit more in depth in a minute, what's the reason? What do you get out of doing something outside of the band that you don't get to do in the band? I've always wondered what that appeal is.
There's a Napoleon-ness about getting to call all the shots. And also, it's partly the record, the way the record industry system is. I'm putting it all out on through TuneCore, and I've pressed my own vinyl and went down the manufacturer and did all that with Rainbow Records here. Mm. And also like hired my own PR and Paul, my radio guy, and just friends that I've had along the way that have helped it. And it's just been an art project. And also it reminds me how fantastic everybody I work with is, and my band especially, and the things that Delta Spirit do super well. And I think, you know, I just write so many songs and throw so many things at the band that, you know, they just grab the stuff that they like a lot and love and feel passionate about. And that's the stuff I want to play in Delta Spirit. And then these songs are just things that just never made it there. Blue Ice was actually going to be on our second record, and then we just never worked it out and ended up as a Middle Brother song. And a lot of these songs would have been Middle Brother songs, but we never got that around to doing that either. So it's just kind of like, I got a lot of tunes and I want to play them for people, and that's it.
And you did something much different when you recorded this EP, because
yeah.
with the exception of a couple of instances, you laid everything down yourself, so all the instruments were played by you on this new EP, the Austin EP.
Yes.
And there's one song on here that's like 18 minutes long.
Yep.
And I imagine laying down each individual instrument on an 18-minute song, that probably took you, what, 80 years to get that all
Yeah,
finished?
And everything had to be done. I made like a rule for myself, this like three-take rule. So some things are like two takes put together or whatever, but it's mainly just, if I didn't get it, then that's fine.
Move on.
And with that song, it just was this groove, and it's kind of a highway song, autobiography kind of thing, you know?
Well, you've got a song on the new EP called Half Colt
mm-hmm.
that we've been playing here on KCSN, and you've
yeah.
got that guitar. You feel like playing Half Colt for us now?
I would love to.
Excellent. Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit from a solo EP called the Austin EP.
This is the one song that had somebody else on it on the EP, which is Matt Averro, who used to play drums for Cold War Kids, and we were in the studio. And he recorded the drums in 5 minutes. It was fantastic.
Perfect.
I was just like, do that. And he's like, got it. And he just did it. It was fantastic.
Comes down to me open-handed. The deed was done when we landed. We're alone but together, making the best of a good situation. All things work in their season. when they don't, we all got a reason. Brought to you on a silver tray, you're gonna come around in your own way. I'll let you down if you don't wanna come around. Like a mule, send me here to work with my neck out and my feelings hurt. Call me one thing, but you know I'm both. Don't take away the pride of a half coat. All things work in this season. When they don't, we all got a reason. Brought to you on a silver tray, you're gonna come around in your own way. All things work in this season. When they don't, we all got a reason. Brought to you on a silver tray, you're gonna come around in your own way.
That's a beautiful song, Matt. That's Thanks. Wonderful. Half Colt. You write really nice melodies. Do they fall into your head that way, or do you craft the melodies after you've sort of gotten the initial inspiration?
I like how Tom Petty kind of explained songwriting, where it's like you're sitting in a room next to the song that's being played in your brain, and you're just kind of listening against the wall, and it's like, and you kind of, and you know, the words lead you to where the song ends up going, but it's all Freudian, I guess, right?
Interesting. Yeah. I've talked to a lot of songwriters over the years who describe this kind of process where they feel like some of the best songs just fell into their head and they didn't write it so much as it came through them. And
yeah,
that sounds like what you're describing also.
Just trying to be an open channel to your experience and the things that, you know, you've read or seen.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago that you've got a full-length CD coming early
yes.
in 2016. Mm-hmm. Is that an extension of this EP? Will some of those songs also be on the album, or tell me a little bit about that?
Everything I Do Is Out will still be on the LP, but other than that, it's a new selection of songs. And I actually recorded the LP first,
mm-hmm.
and then I wrote the song Austin, which I cannot play in the radio because it's too darn long and there's nowhere to edit in it, but it's... the Austin EP is very much, I built a studio in Austin and recorded some songs and that was it, you know, and it was great. And I kind of, the LP was recorded the month after we did the Delta Spirit record. Cause I wrote 45 songs for that album. And I was just like, what do I do with these songs? I really love them. So it was just a nice project. Cause normally when you finish a record, you still feel really excited and in that lane in your brain, you know, you're there. And so I just kept going, and it was fun.
And do you have a name for the album at this
yeah.
point?
Solicitor Returns.
Solicitor Returns?
Which is actually a record I made. I made a record called Solicitor 5 years ago that no one has ever heard, that I've turned into a mixtape, and I'm actually selling in cassette tape flash drives. But that's, you have to come to one of the residency shows to get that, and it's so weird. I'm glad I didn't put it out when I thought I was going to put it out.
And so the name
it's
of
like,
this new album plays off
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, it plays off of that. And it's just kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to do this again, but I'm going to do this in a way that translates to people a little bit more. I had mercy on the listener.
Well, let's hear another song, whatever song you'd like to play for us. What do you have in mind?
How about this one? This is a song that I wrote when I was 20 years old, and my A&R guy, Jeff Sosno, I think he heard this one. He manages Fiddlard now. This one's for you, Jeff, if you're listening.
And what's this called?
This song's called Personal. This is going to be on the LP.
Excellent work.
Remember the days when we were friends, drinking beer with a prophet out on the basement. thinking about the future we would bend. Get a band, play some shows, never dreaming I'd ever hear. Don't you get it? It's not personal. I'm gonna strike out on my own. I wish you were with me, but can't make that call. Sometimes you gotta fold. We were dumpster diving for our lunch, putting coffee in my whiskey and I steadily went downhill. A man said he signed me on a hunch, he said, you get a lawyer and a label if you write me the hit of the year. Don't you get it? It's not personal. I'm gonna strike out on my own. I wish you were with me, but I can't make that call. Sometimes you gotta fold. Of all of the times I've apologized, I've never been able to say things quite like this. You've always remained dear to me. Well, let this blood in the water, let that blood come from me. Don't you get it? It's not personal. I'm gonna strike out on my own. I wish you were with me, but I can't make that call. Sometimes you gotta fold.
That is Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit, but we're playing some songs, or he's playing some songs, and we're talking about the new solo music that Matt has out, an EP now and a full CD coming in early in 2016. That song right there, Personal, will be on the full CD. We've been talking about your solo stuff, but we've also sort of alluded to and touched a little bit on Delta Spirit. The natural question right now, and I'm sure you've been answering this question a lot as you've been talking about your solo stuff, is, okay, so Delta Spirit is now sort of there. You got guys in Brooklyn, you got a couple of guys here in Southern California, you're now living in Austin, Texas, so you're all over the place. What's the status of the band? Are you going to do more stuff with them at some point?
Active still.
Okay,
not good. Gone. Not going to go away. No, thank you. I've already written like 16 songs for the new Delta Spirit record.
And that was just this morning, right?
No. Summertime, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
So through the year, I mean, I made these things and then it was just like I felt washed clean and I was able to, you know, take a new step forward songwriting. So a lot of that feels really refreshing going in and working with Delta Spirit. And that's the most important thing, especially with those guys, because they're the hardest A&R team on the planet. So,
well,
and we're actually doing a music festival. We're playing this month in Santa Ana at a music festival called Outpost Fest, downtown Santa Ana. And it's Cold War Kids, us, Blonde Redhead, Tijuana Panthers, Guards. It's going to be a great time.
That sounds like a 14th. Fun day.
Yeah.
That's on the 14th of November?
Yeah, 14th of November.
That's like this Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys, you know, Delta Spirit at one time was based right here in Long Beach, California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then for a while you were all in Brooklyn, and now you're scattered all over the country. I guess logistically that gets a little bit more interesting put to write, record, and all that, but These days you can figure all that out, right?
Absolutely. There's this thing called the internet. It's been around for a while.
I've heard of that.
And then there's also, we have maintained our status on our American Airlines miles. So, we have a leg to stand on when we need to get out and work together. I think we're going to work in all three places for the record. So we're going to do a week out here in Los Angeles, a week in my studio in Austin, and a week, we still have our studio out in New York City too. So we're going to be, cracking at that all through the year. And then even while I'm doing this, we're going to be punching that down.
How about we finish up with one more song and maybe a Delta Spirit song this time?
All right.
This song goes out to John Jameson, who's watching my baby. Take this lightning off of me, too wonderful for me to keep. All the stories of ancient Greece, Agamemnon, great Ulysses. Everybody talking about the language of the dead. Antiquated mama, maybe Dylan might have said, well, I'm not so self-assured. I can barely sing a word. Fads of the 60s in the 19th century, Leo Tolstoy and Robert E. Lee. We got a war on in our duplicity, suburban white blasphemy. Everybody talking about the language of the dead. Antiquated mama, maybe Dylan might have said, well, I'm not so self-assured. I can barely sing a word. You can skim through every book they read. You can dress a little smarter and claim your hit. But the weight you've been seeking, you lifted it. Plagiarized the 20s. You never live. Take this lightning off of me, too wonderful for me to keep.
Matt Vasquez in the studios here at the Village at Westfield, Topanga, playing an acoustic version of a Delta Spirit song that we all know quite well, Language of the Dead. That was from the album that came out a little over a year ago called Into the Wide. Now, you're, what, going up and down the coast of California doing residencies at various places, which
That's
means
right.
you'll be in L.A. the next few Tuesday nights, what, through the entire month of November, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us where you're playing the next couple of Tuesdays.
Yeah, every Tuesday night I'm playing with a band, at Lot 613, which is in the artist district of downtown L.A. And it's kind of a art space thing that we've kind of created a DIY venue, and lots of friends have been playing. Johnny Fritz will be playing the last week, and Guards, Dustin Loveless, so many great guys. And my band's actually Dustin from that band The Fling and his own thing, Dustin Loveless, and then Reverend Baron, Danny Garcia, who used to... who sits in with Sam Outlaw sometimes, and then Jeremy Black's come out of retirement from Apollo Sunshine, one of my favorite drummers, so it's really a pleasure to play with him.
But you're also doing residency in Santa Ana, I believe, as well. That's on what
yes,
nights now?
That's on Wednesday night. We're actually, the DIY venue we've built in Santa Ana is insane. It's a place called Festival Hall in Old Town, and it's actually this bus terminal from the 1910s, so that's like looking at a boat upside down. It's beautiful. It's not. There's not a lot of history or historical buildings left in Orange County, but that one is really cool.
Very nice. All right, so you got options to see Matt Vasquez tonight as you're hearing this on the radio down in Santa Ana. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday at Lot 613 downtown LA on Tuesday nights throughout the month. Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit, thank you. This has been fun. Best of luck with
thank you.
Not only the music and the CD that's coming out, the EP that's already out, but that young son of yours, which is just going to be the best thing in the world as you watch him grow up. I can't wait for you to see how wonderful it can be. We're back to music on 88.5 KCSN. Once again, thanks to Matt Vasquez of Delta Spirit.